The Calvert County, Maryland Commissioner's Reports is a headline news podcast brought to you in part by the Department of Communications and Media Relations. Commissioner's Reports is a summary of the agenda and outcomes of Board of County Commissioner meetings, related public information, and events. Hello, and welcome to Commissioner's Reports. I'm your host, Sean C. Pyfrom. In this week's Board of County Commissioner meeting, convene as the Board of Health. As defined by the Annotated Code of Maryland, the BOCC is the designated ex officio Board of Health for Calvert County. The Board of Health is required to convene at least twice a year so the health officer can provide an update on issues relevant to Calvert County's public health. The interim health officer provided a presentation to the BOCC to discuss current health trends and related factors and resources, and answered questions related to health department operations during the special meeting on Wednesday, May 29, 2024. Old Business, Department of Finance and Budget, Fiscal Year 2025 Budget. Four items were presented to the BOCC for consideration in order to assist in balancing the fiscal year 2025, FY25, projected revenue deficit. These items are 1. Real estate tax, 2. Income tax rate, 3. The water and sewer outstanding loan, and 4. The cost of living adjustment, COLA, and a merit step for eligible Calvert County government employees. This presentation was for informational purposes only and intended for the BOCC's consideration ahead of the FY25 budget. Office of the County Administrator, Calvert County Student Safety and Well-Being Advisory Committee. On May 7, 2024, the BOCC voted to create an ad hoc Student Safety and Well-Being Advisory Committee to help better our public schools' learning environments and improve student safety. A resolution outlining the creation, authority, membership, and administrative duties of this committee was drafted and presented to the BOCC for consideration. After discussion, staff recommended and the BOCC approved and adopted the resolution. Applications are being accepted through June 7, 2024. Proclamations. National Travel and Tourism Week. The travel industry supports millions of American jobs and is one of the largest private sector employers in the United States. Travel to and within Maryland has historically provided significant economic benefits for the state, generating tens of billions in state and local tax revenues. Tourism improves our local economy by creating jobs and providing income. The BOCC proclaimed the week of May 19th through the 25th, 2024, be known as National Travel and Tourism Week in Calvert County. National Poppy Day. National Poppy Day is celebrated throughout the world, with the poppy flower symbolizing the sacrifices of military personnel in times of conflict throughout history. The American Legion family brought National Poppy Day to the United States by asking Congress to designate the Friday before Memorial Day as National Poppy Day, as a reminder of the sacrifices made by our veterans to protect our freedoms. The BOCC recognizes National Poppy Day as a day of reflection, gratitude, and remembrance. Foster Parent Appreciation Month. May is recognized as National Foster Care Month, with this year's theme being Engaging Youth, Building Supports, Strengthening Opportunities, to highlight the pivotal role of the community in supporting the needs of children in foster care. Those involved with foster care deserve our recognition for their loyal and steadfast devotion to the safety, permanency, and well-being of children and youth. The BOCC proclaimed the month of May 2024 be observed as Foster Parent Appreciation Month in Calvert County. Awards. Employee Recognition Committee, April 2024 Employee of the Month. The Employee of the Month Award acknowledges individual excellence for superior job performance and/or special individual efforts that go above and beyond the employee's normal job duties. Michael Kontek, Deputy Sheriff First Class with the Calvert County Sheriff's Office, was selected as the April 2024 Employee of the Month. Employee Recognition Committee Team Excellence Award. First Sergeant Sean Mortar, Sergeant Mark Robshaw, Corporal Yuri Borchevsky, Corporal Robert Schroeder, Master Deputy Richard Kress, Master Deputy Paul Wood, Senior Deputy Chris Idle and K-9 Striker, Senior Deputy Andrew Ostazeki, Deputy First Class Andrew Crum, Deputy Michael Daly, Deputy Brenna Hudson, Deputy Joshua Newton, Deputy Justin McWilliams, Deputy Ian Tunnel, and SEO2 Lyndall Richardson were recognized for their exemplary coordination and bravery, along with the successful apprehension of a stolen vehicle and all suspects involved, all while ensuring the safety of the community. Consent. Department of Public Safety, 2024 State Homeland Security Grant Application. Department of Public Safety, Apparatus Grant, Calvert County Rescue Dive Team, Rescue Boat 12. Department of Public Safety, 2025 Police Recruitment and Retention Grant Program. Department of Public Works, Highway Maintenance Facility, Slope Failure. Department of Public Works, Sewer Infrastructure, Main Street and Church Street. Department of Public Works, Maryland State Arts Council, Grant Award. Department of Public Safety, Federal Fiscal Year 2024 Emergency Management Performance Grant Application. Department of Public Safety, State Fiscal Year 2025 Community Grant Program Fund. Department of Public Safety, 2025 Maryland Criminal Intelligence Network and Drug Awareness Coordinator Grant Program. Department of Finance and Budget, Health Insurance Subsidy for Retirees. Department of Human Resources, Legislative Updates to Calvert County's Health Plan. Department of Public Safety, State Fiscal Year 2025 Sex Offender Compliance and Enforcement in Maryland Grant Program. Department of Public Works, 131 Main Street, Suite 100, Lease Amendment. Office of the County Attorney, Southern Calvert Land Trust Request for Tax Credits for Conservation Lots. All consent agenda items were adopted as presented. In new business, meeting with the town mayors. State law allows municipalities to seek a reduction in the county property tax paid by residents based on the premise that a town's property tax is what funds services that the county is relieved from providing. The county's current real property tax for FY25 is proposed to increase. Staff recommended, and the BOCC requests for each town to submit a detailed proposal, stating the desired level of property tax set off for FY26. Department of Community Resources, 2024, on behalf of Bonds Program, the Internal Revenue Code limits the amount of private activity bonds that may be issued in each state. Annually, the Maryland Department of Commerce, MDC, issues its private activity bond initial allocation, wherein it allocates the Maryland state ceiling among counties. Any allocation not used by September 30th, 2024, automatically reverts to the Secretary's Reserve on October 1st, 2024. Unless it is transferred to another issuer or it is used to issue private activity bonds. To participate in the OBO program, a local government must transfer its allocation to DHCD in writing on or before June 15, 2024. Staff recommended that the BOCC review and, if appropriate, authorize the board president to sign Attachment 1 and the letter to MDC. Department of Planning and Zoning, Architectural Review Committee. Architectural Review Committees, ARC, were established during the development of town center master plans from 1986 to 2000. These committees reviewed exterior design features of projects based on appearance, standards, and guidelines outlined in zoning ordinances. In 2015, staff was directed to analyze the need for ARCs for possible restructuring and/or dissolution. The ARCs have been the subject of a long-standing concern regarding operations, review efficiency, and structure. Staff requested the BOCC to review and direct staff to initiate work toward proposed alternatives aimed at eliminating, restructuring, or maintaining the architectural review committees. FY25 Commissioner's Budget Public Hearing. The BOCC held a public hearing Thursday, May 16th at 7 p.m. regarding the FY25 budget. A recording of the public hearing is available online at www.youtube.com/CalvertCountyGov. The record will remain open for public comment until 4:30 p.m. Monday, June 3rd, 2024. Public comment may be submitted to dawn.wood@calvertcountymd.gov or by mail to the BOCC at 175 Main Street, Prince Frederick, Maryland, 20678. Public hearing regarding tax rate increase. The BOCC will hold a public hearing regarding proposed increases to the real property tax and county income tax rates. The hearing is scheduled for Tuesday, June 4th at 10:30 a.m. in the Commissioner's Hearing Room located in the Calvert County Circuit Courthouse, second floor at 175 Main Street in Prince Frederick. If approved, the new real property tax rate would take effect For the tax year beginning July 1st, 2024, the county income tax rate is proposed to increase from 3% to 3.2%. This increase will yield $3.6 million in additional revenue. If approved, the new county income tax rate would take effect for the tax year beginning January 1st, 2025. For more information about the FY25 budget development, visit calvertcountymd.gov/FY25. The next regularly scheduled meeting of the Calvert County Board of County Commissioners will be held on June 4th, 2024 at 10 a.m. That concludes our broadcast. The Calvert County, Maryland Commissioners Reports is a headline news podcast. Stay current with other news in Calvert County by following and liking the Calvert County Government's Facebook page at facebook.com/CalvertCountyMD, on Instagram at CalvertCountyGov, on YouTube, youtube.com/CalvertCountyGov, and our official website, www.CalvertCountyMD.gov. Thank you.